Before we close out, we have to do our time capsule moment. A few months ago on this show, we said that Ukraine had been hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea, citing it as evidence of expanding long-range strike capabilities. Our listeners, bless them, pointed out the obvious. The Caspian Sea is a landlocked body of water roughly 1,500 kilometers from any Ukrainian-controlled territory. Ukraine has no naval presence there, has never had naval presence there, and no such attacks were reported anywhere outside the original claim we repeated. That was bad sourcing on our part, and we should have caught it. We're saying it plainly. We got that wrong, and we're grateful to the listeners who flagged it.
Intellectual honesty is the only currency that makes a show like this worth listening to. If we're going to speculate, and we do, we should be transparent about it. And when we're wrong, we should say so clearly. That's the standard.
Pulling back to today's stories, the thread that connects most of them is the question of what happens when powerful systems operate faster than human oversight can track. The ScaleX research on AI agent command approval, the AMD Thales bet on silicon-level AI deployment, Meta's algorithmic recommendation systems in front of children, AI triage on 911 calls. Each of these represents a domain where AI is operating at a speed and scale that challenges our existing frameworks for accountability and review.
What I keep coming back to is the "taste is all that's left" essay, not as a reassuring argument that humans remain irreplaceable, but as a challenge. If taste, judgment, aesthetic sensibility, the ability to distinguish good from merely functional, is the scarce resource, then it's worth asking honestly whether our educational systems, our hiring practices, and our engineering cultures are actually cultivating that. Or whether we're still mostly training for execution speed on problems that AI can now handle.
The Proven Metal Hardware in Days story and the Herder Open Runtime announcement both represent something that I find genuinely encouraging in the startup ecosystem. People attacking real infrastructure bottlenecks with clear-eyed analysis of where the friction is and commitments about how they'll operate. Those aren't glamorous bets, but they're the kind of infrastructure improvements that compound over years.
And the science stories today, the solar surface discovery, the bioengineered gum, the São Paulo urban forest, are reminders that the most interesting developments often have nothing to do with software. The NSF Inouye telescope observation of Kelvin-Helmholtz instability is going to matter for space weather forecasting in ways we'll be able to measure in 5 years. That's worth celebrating.
Everything we covered today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. If any of these stories pulled you in, and we hope a few of them did, go read the full comment threads. The AMD Thales thread, with 536 comments, has engineers debating memory bandwidth numbers with actual citations. The Meta ruling thread has lawyers and technologists talking past each other in ways that are genuinely illuminating. The GitHub outage thread is a masterclass in distributed real-time incident analysis by the people affected. We can give you the shape of the conversation. The community gives you the substance.
This podcast exists because of two tools that genuinely make the work possible. Claude Code from Anthropic handles our script generation and production workflow with a level of craft that still surprises us. And Perplexity makes real-time topic discovery and research possible in a way that would otherwise require a full editorial team. We're grateful for both, not as sponsors, just as users who benefit from the work.
If you want broader context on the geopolitical and market stories that orbit the tech world, the IntelliJix Daily News covers exactly that. Geopolitics, markets, world events. Worth adding to your feed alongside this one.
We'll be back Monday. Have a good weekend.
Take care.